Depressed and just leave, and
yeah,
then you come
yeah.
back later.
Mama Sally wouldn't say nothing to you.
Well, no, because see, it's kind of like see, my mother didn't have no husband, and we were more or less kind of like we're pleased, because we had to abide by some of the orders she put down, but. We had, we could go as most of that was free. When time was got rough, I left.
That's when
you're supposed
to stick around.
But I'm fortunate as it is, I'm told, huh? I'm lucky to be living. I went through three or four, two train wrecks in this country. I don't know what to call it.
I'm going to scratch it in World War II. That's
great. Yeah. I was out here, wheel down. I was coming home one night, I worked on railroad, and the train hit a truck of frost top, right down the cross and out the hotel shop. Train jumped the track. So, back in those days, blacks rode in front, and the front car parked behind. And so it happened to be a preacher on that. Preacher said, "Are you hurt, brother?" I said, "I don't know if I'm not." He said, "If you're hurt, complain with black. I complain with your back. I said, complain with hell. I said, I'm getting off here." And I got off. And there's a guy coming down the railroad there, and he was, had two or three bottles of liquor. So I said, "You got any liquor on you?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Give me a pint." I got a pint. I worked all through that rick. Yeah, that thing of liquor fell on my nerves. I bet you, don't you dare drink?
Every now and then.
Well, if you don't, it's personal. But I've seen them when it serves, spend some time sick. You got to go somewhere in that. You got to have a pop sometime.
Something to drink to cool your nerves.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
that's
for sure. He was in the service for 21 years.
Well, I got a nephew. He's been at 23 years. He's with white women that busted down. He's a colonel. They busted down. I don't know what he came out of, but he's been married two or three times. He married a black woman, now he's married a black judge. What's the name of that place, Lucas? In Virginia, married a black judge up there, so she had sold him out, but I don't know what the story is now.
You been married something?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I got a grandson. His mother wanted him to go and serve. I'm so glad he didn't go in there. I don't know what to do. I don't want no part of service. If I was you, I would go in there.
No, my brother went into the Air Force, but I always told my father. He asked me if I wanted to, but I told him no.
Well, if you go in there, you're not the same.
Really?
No. They change
you. Oh, yeah, they do. My father says they'll make a man out of you.
Well, I guess we'll something. Not me.
Why didn't you want Marquis to go into the service?
I knew what I went. I had to go up again. No, I don't want him to go into
service. The times were different. Well, Well, he was going to go in the what? The Navy, right?
Yeah. Well, a Navy, see, back in my days, all the blacks did in the Navy back there then, I don't care if it's educated or whatnot, be of the base.
Really?
So, they didn't have no potato field. Could have filled with your hands.
He's doing okay for himself now.
And back in those days, you see, they had a, before they desegregated, I don't care if you had it, if you're a man or if you're a black man in certain age, you had it that long. You go to the white barbershop, it almost kicked you out of there. If we didn't have a black barbershop, that's where I kind of learned to cut hair at.
You know how to cut hair?
Yeah. I come to cutting hair.
My father cuts hair. Used to cut my hair when I was a kid.
Well, you're almost forced to learn. I mean, back in those days, you were.
There were no black barbers around?
Well, yeah, but few. Now, in New York, there's a white woman cut hair. She cut black hair, black, white, and all that before they desegregated. But down south, you had to go to a black barbershop, you didn't know why it cut hair. Trouble out there when you're going to service. It ain't nothing but trouble. You just got to make the best out of it.
How long were you in?
4 years.
Four? Just throughout the war?
4 years too long.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you said you went down there and you said, take me now. So they
well, you see here what I mean. Ransom you. See, back in those days, I'd make a lot of money. Because the wages were high. I was making a lot of money, and I had a wife myself. We had saved up a little money. We planned to build a house, and every month or so, I got a greeting card about coming in service. I just got sick of it. I didn't know what to do.
You got tired of getting all the letters in the mail.
It's like in old days, if you get a greeting card, you didn't know what to do. You had to respond to it, or else ignore it.
Some people left the country.
David Jackson did, because he knew more about it than I did.
But you never liked any of it? You don't appreciate it?
No,
and then
I don't like
back
it. I tell you what, I don't like no war. Everybody is the boss over me. I don't like that. I like to boss somebody.
You don't like being bossed
no.
around?
No. I don't like to be pushed around.
Well, a lot of people like that.
Mm-hmm. No. I worked on several jobs, and it may have 2 or 3 phone lines. Well, now, when I hired on this job, I get the details of, well, the general foreman is supposed to put out the general order. Well, they got some straw boss foreman they put in phony order. Well, I took these phony orders for quite a while, so I didn't think it was right. And every Monday morning, they'd have a safe meeting telling how you felt about it. I said, I just don't appreciate that. The former come around telling me everything to do. He said, who's telling you everything to do? I said, I pointed him out. He said, I'm the man who gives you the order. So that settled that. do have a whole lot of fun. I don't know, John. But, you'll find out about therapy, you go in there.
No, it's not for me.
I bet you your father, and you take all the... Now, he's an arthritic. I came out there. Call him Pat. I bet you they see a man who miserable dead. See, there, one time I went in there, and they got to go through the infiltration. They fired live bullets. Hold it. And if you ever seen a trace of bullets?
Yes, sir.